the Diocese of Toliara in the south of Madagascar. So now I want to give a warm welcome to Bishop Samitiana and Huli, who I can see. And you should be able to unmute yourself, Bishop Sami. I'll call you Bishop Sami because it's much easier. And if you can unmute yourself, we might have some live interaction.
Thank
So, salama, Bishop Sami.
you. Salama.
So, I was just to ask you a couple of questions just before we hear your sermon, because some people would know a bit about Madagascar, but I think many people won't realize well how big the diocese is. For example, how big is the Diocese of Toliara?
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. The size of the Diocese of Toliara, physically, it's 121,000 and sorry, 121, let's say, thousand square kilometers.
So, how long does it take to cross from one side to the other?
Yeah, that's if, for example, if from Murundav is the northeast part, and then if we want to go to Fordofan, that is the southern part. And I can say that at least a week. We need 1 week because from Fordofan to go to Tana, it's 5 days. And from Murundav to go to Antsirabe, but that is the middle of the island, we drove once, 2 days. So that's roughly the time that we need if we want to travel across the diocese.
So, thank you. So that really is vast, really in some ways bigger than the Diocese of Europe in travel time. But how many churches are there in the diocese?
Yes, if we are talking about community churches, don't think about a building. It's a community churches praying together. So we are now about 104, maybe a little bit more because lastly, one parish, Fenerive, has created one more par church. And also in the district of Murdav, another new community churches. So let's say 106.
Oh, so and I think it must be one of the fastest growing dioceses in the world in the Anglican Communion.
Yes,
And
maybe.
you mentioned Morondava. So we have our link with Morondava. How important are those links between the churches?
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Yeah, obviously, it's a very contextualized relationship. But first of all, I think it's very important to have exchange of prayers. At least, maybe every month, there is a Sunday that the two churches are praying each other for a specific prayer request. And also I think that it's important for to have a link if it's, if there is some activities they can share each other maybe let's say Sunday school or between the youth group or the church even the church and also I think it's important to have relationship. Relationship is very important to build friendship between maybe even Christian or youth group or couples or something like that. And then if possible, try to think together for for common project for example, here in Versailles or in Moldova.
Thank you very much for that. So I know, I hope Dale has had time to set up for delivery of the your sermon, which we prepared in advance. Dale, over to you, if you're there.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, we have been struggling with concerns of the future. Build us up, Lord, to have the confidence that you are journeying with us, and help us to trust you and your promise. Amen. Grace and peace to you from our Lord God, the Father, and the Son, Jesus Christ. Salama, Shalom, from all the people, from the 104 community churches of the Diocese of Toliara, especially from All Saints Moldav, your sister church. The reading I've chosen today is from Mark chapter 4, beginning at the verse 35 to 41. The context of this reading is very clear. Jesus is teaching his disciples through parables, which is, we know, a very, very useful andragogical method. But here in this text, Jesus is using another method, which is still another andragogical method, but using the unexpected event of life. And that is different. Jesus want to touch the very deep part of the life of each one of us, which is trust. That is the question today. To whom or to which you trust? So here, there are two processes of the construction first, before the construction of the trust in God through Jesus Christ. So this Sunday, God is revealing his way of processing his economy of salvation. Build up the faith, the trust, and build up the life of his followers, of the people. By what? By his presence and his word. But as I said before, through the experience of the hardship of life. What is the message I want to say to you this Sunday? One of the messages from God for us at this period of time, especially for us disciples of Christ, who are used to explain everything by science, is clear. To be open to God's presence. And welcome is creative words in order to build trust in God. God wants to make a difference in our life. In this earthly life, and also preparing ourselves for our everlasting life. So let us consider two complementary realities from Mark 4:35 and 2:41. I want to consider first the creative word of God, and the second one is the hidden presence of Jesus Christ. Jesus sleeping. It's quite unusual, presence of God. Some people say that it's very unusual for us to have God sleeping. But I can say to you, this is the most usual presence of God. God is hiding. God, we cannot see. He is somewhere. Let's say he is sleeping somewhere. This creative word of God within the hardship of life. The first and very significant and promising word of God is the sentence in verse 35. I believe this is very important, and this is the message for us. Jesus said, let's cross to the other side of the lake. Let's cross to the other side of the lake. For me, this is the promise of new life. This will be realized, whatever may be the adversities in our life, the hardship of the life. The second powerful word of God is when Jesus said to the storm, quiet down. In my Malagasy version, there are two words. Be quiet, calm down. Be quiet, calm down. This is very important for us to understand that Jesus came with his divine power. Like in the creation. And then he asked his disciples, why are you so fearful? Don't you even yet have confidence in me? Here is the word confidence, trust. This is the goal. This is the objective of Jesus, of this teaching. So God, through Jesus, is pointing very clearly the goal. Let us go to the other side of the lake. This is the plan of Jesus. This is the promise of God. And this must be realized by God's grace. At the same time, this is also the difficulty to follow Jesus Christ. Because he wants to go to the other side of the lake. But I may not want to go there. You may have another plan for your life. You don't want to go to the other side of the lake. So the question for us is, do we want to go to the other side of the lake? And another question, I asked that question to myself once. Does it mean, God, that I have to leave my plan, my goal? Does it mean, God, I have to forget completely my plan? My dear brothers and sisters, God is proposing a vision of life for us today, and to trust him as a disciple of Jesus Christ, or maybe just as a person learning how to follow Jesus, just learning, just discovering how to follow Jesus. And this is one of the lessons today. Do you want to learn how to follow Jesus? Because if you want to follow Jesus, Jesus has many promises for you. This like a directive word for you. And then you will discover back your plan in a much, much more broader aspect and a meaningful way. I want to illustrate that with two examples. Throughout the history of the people of God, this kind of directive sentence has been a very challenging for them. When God told to Moses, for example, in Exodus chapter 14, verse 15, when the people were struggling between the Red Sea and the Pharaoh's soldier, the Lord said to Moses, "Get the people moving forward. March." It was very difficult for them to trust that directive sentence of God. But when they accepted that directive sentence, afterward, they've experienced how God led them, how God was with them. The second example is my experience. It was difficult for me to accept the plan of God for my life when He called me to serve Him full time for His church and also to become a member of clergy. It was difficult for me because I had my plan. I want to become a physicist. I like physics. But with prayer and also with the help of my friends in church, the help of my mother, I accepted. And they've helped me to listen again that voice from God, that directive from God. Finally, I accepted His plan for me. So not only I am part of the plan of God, but also He built up my faith, a trustful relationship with Him, and many times He said to me, "Be quiet and calm down." Jesus is also talking to us, especially if you have a stormy life at this period of time, a stormy ID. You have a difficulty to go to the other side of the lake. In prayer, just ask God to put things right for you. For you, that you will be calm down. The second point is very short and just confirming this first message. Hiding Jesus, sleeping Jesus. Because that is also the method of Jesus through a stormy life, terrible storm, but Jesus was asleep at the back of the boat with His head on a cushion. Jesus was inviting us to cross the lake, but it's very strange. He's practically hiding. And not only hiding, but sleeping. My dear brothers and sisters, this week we were remembering a Syrian deacon and teacher called Ephrem. He died in 373 after Jesus. And he was called by God to for the edification of the church in the troubled times. He was using the Greek science, philosophy, and rabbinic Judaism method to build the church, to build the faith of the church. It just means he's using his contemporary method. And he said to his people, the Christ unity of humanity and divinity is revealing the real peace, the perfection and salvation. Dear brothers and sisters, today, this Sunday, sleeping Jesus is just revealing us peace. When we are with Jesus, we are journeying with peace. And that is also the teaching of Jesus for you in a stormy life, in a stormy situation. Just be quiet and calm down with Jesus. He is with us. Jesus is then teaching us at this period of time to cross the lake, go to the other side of the lake together, together as one people, kids in Versailles and kids in Murdar together, teens here and also those in Murdar, the couple here and those in Murdar. Let's commit ourselves to trust Jesus, trust his creative words to say to us, let us cross and to go to the other lake. I will be always with you. I won't leave you alone, especially if you want to live a new life at the other side of the lake. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.